We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to let you know that Jimmy Searfoss is talking about sports on KGNU. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, bringing you the hottest sports news and stories from across the Front Range. And it doesn't get more Front Range than this episode. After all, how could you get more Front Range than the mountains themselves? Now, I will admit, listeners, I am from Texas, and driving up mountains is one of the scariest things I learned that I can do when I came to Colorado. But recently, I've learned that you guys not only drive up them, but y'all race up them too. Since 1916, the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, otherwise known as the Race to the Clouds, has taken place on the mountain it is named after, Pikes Peak. It is a timed race where each car individually races up the mountain in an effort to get to the top with the quickest time. This year marks the 100th running of this race. It is the second oldest motorsport race in America, behind only the Indy 500. The first one dates all the way back to 1916, where Spencer Penrose, who was a Colorado Springs mayor benefactor at the time, decided to hold a race to the summit to boost tourism for the newly built Pikes Peak Highway. Over 650 news outlets reported on the first race nationwide. It would be Ray Lentz who would go on to win the first ever event with a time of 20 minutes and 55 seconds and an open-wheeled Romano special. As you may expect, the cars have only gotten faster. The fastest time up the mountain was recorded in 2018 in a completely electric Volkswagen IDR. The French driver Romain Dumas set a time of 7 minutes and 57 seconds in his race to the top. The race starts at an altitude of 9,000 feet. It features a 12.42-mile road that features 156 turns and 4,720 feet of elevation. The finish line lies at over 14,000 feet. Drivers can expect to move through completely different weather conditions on their way to the top as they work through clouds and fog that sit on the mountain. On top of that, many of the extremely windy roads lack guardrails or any kind of safety measures to keep vehicles on the track. And on top of that, the extreme elevation has an effect on the drivers. The altitude can lead to a lowering of reaction times for drivers due to a lack of oxygen as they ascend up the mountain. As expected, when driving up a mountain as fast as you can, this race is incredibly dangerous. The race has claimed the lives of 7 in its lengthy history, 4 of which were from the motorcycle race, which has such been discontinued since the 2019 death of a racer. There are countless videos on YouTube of cars tumbling down the side of the mountain, many of which, though, ending with the driver walking away safely thanks to advances in safety equipment within the cars. Still, many people will make the annual trip up to the mountain to see the drivers attempt to etch their names in the history books. One of which is the 71-year-old Rod Millen, a 5-time winner who's been racing up the mountain since 1981. While I am not one who personally enjoys being outdone by a 71-year-old, I'm just going to tip my cap to him this time and carefully drive up the mountains at my comfortable 30 miles per hour. But be sure to check out the race on June 26th. There'll be a fan fest a few days before the race that includes demos of cars, autograph sessions, and vendors for everyone. And with that, I am out of time on this week's Sports Talk. This has been your host, Jimmy Searfoss, here on KGNU. Make sure you tune in at the same time next week.